95.5 KLOS. Thought that was closer.
Let the damn talk.
Southern California's Pretty rock music. Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We are so close to Friday. I'm in a good mood. And look at that wonderful weather.
I know. I knew you'd love that. It's not bugging me for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bugging me.
It's not hot. Maybe that helps.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, the heat's gone.
Especially in the summer when it gets so hot.
Oh, my God.
Then it's not quite
and
so
you're
fun.
Not expecting this.
No, exactly.
This
no.
is nice, man. I woke up in such a good mood.
So much you did.
I love this planet. I love these people.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Sluggo show, shall we?
Nah.
There's a school in Montebello that has been delayed for 2 weeks. Wait till you find out why.
Oh, no. Oh, I'd be so happy if I was a Montebello student. I'd be like, delay, delay.
Maybe, but, delay. If, but if you liked school,
yeah.
And it had been 18 months.
Woo!
No, I'm saying
that makes no sense.
Forget it.
Are you speaking a different language?
We have comedian Bob Saget in the studio in the 4 o'clock hour.
Nice.
Always excited to talk to him.
Friend of the show.
We have, I need sleeping tips.
Okay.
I tweeted in the middle of the night, what's it like to sleep? And I thought like I'd get what, 3 likes?
Right.
And that was it because everyone's asleep.
Right.
I got all kinds of responses.
Really? A lot of people not sleeping.
A lot of people not sleeping.
Wow.
It's bizarre.
Insomnia Central.
We also have tickets for you to see Kiss in Las Vegas.
Damn straight.
And Guns N' Roses tomorrow night at the Bank of California Stadium.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just tell you now that sometime between 5 and 6. Well, no, we'll tell you later. We'll tell you later. I'll
sometime
tell you
between
later.
5
yeah,
and 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Sometime between now and 4, Kiss, but I'll tell you how you need to get those very soon.
Okay.
All right.
Am I as confused as everyone else?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That was the goal.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In England, 4 men were charged with breaking into a restaurant called Pee-wee's.
Pee-wee's.
I know from the sound of the name of the restaurant, it doesn't sound like it's an upscale restaurant.
No, it has like talking mirrors or whatever the hell Pee-wee used to do. In his playhouse, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Oh, like no, that. It's not Pee Wee
No,
Herman.
Not like that. Oh,
not
okay.
Pee Wee Herman
oh,
at all. Man, it's just a restaurant.
Who would rob Pee Wee Herman?
They were going for the alcohol, though. Apparently, they had a nice selection of alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Police were alerted at 1:20 a.m. Tuesday that Pee Wee's had been broken into and 4 men had fled the scene on foot.
Yeah. Seat on fun.
Allegedly stealing drinks.
I don't blame them. That sounds fun.
Officers were able to track them down a short time later because they reviewed the CCTV and the guys weren't wearing masks. Now,
wait, this is the perfect time to walk around anywhere you want to go with masks on.
Before the pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
The only people who wore masks were the thieves.
Yeah, the bad guys. Easy
That's
to see.
It.
Yeah.
And I thought at the beginning of the pandemic, I thought, wow, this is great. All of us could become thieves.
That's every time I walked into a grocery store, right. I thought, they're going to think I'm robbing those drinks.
I did. I mean,
rather, what?
So they found the men that had got
easily
broken in.
Because they could see their stupid faces.
And they had breached the NT's emergency declaration, which was a time when they were forced to wear masks or they could be fined.
Wait, oh no. So they get extra trouble besides breaking and entering and theft?
I've confirmed those individuals were not wearing masks. And they will be receiving the $5,000 fine each.
Wow. Wow, is this 4 of them? 20 grand.
20 grand
wow.
in charges.
For some Pee-wee's booze.
Now, whatever your feelings are about the pandemic,
right.
And I'm a firm believer, but wear a mask is not going to kill you.
Sure.
These guys breaking into a restaurant.
Well, they're right not to when we break
of
into
course,
a restaurant.
But there are cameras everywhere. We know this now.
Why? Of all the times to wear a mask.
It doesn't matter even if you're wearing it for the pandemic. If you're a thief.
Well, they're really committed to not.
I hate to give them tips.
Yeah.
Wear a goddamn mask. It doesn't seem that hard.
Really committed to no masks.
So an extra 20 grand. On top of everything else. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget to listen for
Gene Simmons. And it will be really, truly Gene Simmons, not some other guy pretending to be.
Between now and 4 o'clock, be caller 13. You'll win tickets to Vegas.
Yeah.
To see Kiss.
What?
Also, we have Bob Saget coming up after the top of the hour.
He says he's in traffic right this second, running people down to get here on time. That's nice of him. Do it.
I admire that as well.
Big time.
So high school in Montebello, a certain one called Sure High School.
Sure.
Has been.
I'm sure.
They haven't been in person for 18 months.
Well, yeah.
So they were planning on opening Monday.
Well, okay.
And having the students back.
Right.
except for, listen to this.
This campus had been closed during the pandemic and was set to reopen back to students on Monday. Well, that never happened because of a tiny problem.
All right, hold on. It's a rat. It's a rat scurrying away from whoever was taking the video.
18 months, they've had the run of the place. They've done what they pleased.
And more than you know.
A startled rat makes a run for it after jumping from a high school cabinet. This video was taken in May at Schur High School in Montebello.
I'm so sure.
But instructors say the rat infestation only got worse.
Last Monday when I returned, you know, setting up my computer, getting ready to prepare for opening school, I heard like a stampede of
stampede of rats. Have you ever heard it described that way?
No.
Rats can't be in a stampede.
No, those little tiny feet, there got to be a lot of them to make that kind of noise.
Be like a billion rats.
Wow.
Mice, like rats.
Al Cuevas teaches government and econ and has documented evidence of rodent droppings around his classroom.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
I'll be documenting that.
Hey, step over the rat. Come on in.
Come on, wave. Wave to it.
With rats, there's other disease and other airborne things that can come from...
Well, there's a teacher for you.
From rats. It's not safe. It's definitely a health issue for students.
Instead of reopening the campus for in-person learning on Monday, school and district officials delay the start of the new school year by 2 weeks.
Yay! I would be so happy.
Sligo hated high school.
Oh, my God. I hated school across the board.
I loved high school.
From day one.
Only the social part of it. I didn't care at all about
classes. Oh, I love the social part. Yeah, I wouldn't even actually go to classes. I'd hang out and like go to lunch with my friends.
Montebello Unified School District sent emails, text messages, and phone calls to all students and parents last Friday, informing them of the last minute decision. The infestation was found in Schur's C building, which houses the library and many of the classrooms.
Shouldn't have been an M or R for mouse or rat. Stupid rats.
School officials say they're evaluating HVAC systems after finding rodents throughout the building.
It's a big problem. It's a big issue.
This is my favorite part. Okay, yeah, okay. So it's a big problem. It's a big issue.
Uh-huh.
Now remember, they haven't been open in 18 months.
Right.
They were going to open this past Monday.
Yeah.
2 weeks doesn't sound like it could be enough.
They have so many rats.
Oh, man.
At Schur High School in Montebello.
That is nasty.
That they might not even open in 2 weeks.
That is nasty. Wow. Wow. How many rat kings do they have? Are they all hanging out there together?
Good times.
Woo. Mediocre oldies. That's nasty, man.
Yep.
Who had to clean out, like, the cafeteria?
It's a great question. I don't know.
One of my really good friends when I was 16, she was 16. Her name was Christine. Every single time I saw her, I'd sing that at her.
That would not be in any way annoying.
Nope. She really hated it, which just really encouraged me greatly.
Did she not like it?
She wasn't a big fan.
That's so great. All right. We have tickets to give away to Las Vegas to see Kiss. Who's this?
This is Dawn.
What's your name?
My name is Dawn.
On?
Don.
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 Ah, Don.
Don, my bad. Hey, you're caller 13.
No, it's a horrible phone system bad. Yay!
No way!
Yes, ma'am. Trip to Las Vegas to see Kiss.
That is amazing.
Congratulations.
I am so excited.
When was the last time you went to Vegas?
4 years ago.
Well, you know, I'm getting there.
4 years?
Myself. Well, I've been like almost 2.5 years now, and I'm going bananas!
That's unacceptable.
It is. Can you take me with you, Don?
I know. Well, I'll have to ask my husband, but he might want to go.
Just put Sligo in your carry-on.
Yeah, I'll dress up like Gene Simmons. He'll never know. You'll just think Gene's going with you.
Congratulations. You got the trip.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Enjoy Vegas.
Okay, thank you.
And Kiss. Bye.
Okay. You are now about to witness the strength of Bob Saget. Bob Saget, numero uno, nobody does it better.
Bob Saget, illest motherfucker in a cardigan sweater. Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
I'm here with
Welcome
the traffic. I'm happy to be back.
Thank Welcome you.
It's
back.
Always good to see you.
It's always good to have you here.
Yeah, we're friends.
Yes.
I texted you the whole time, gave you an up-to-the-minute report.
Bob is thorough.
I'm very much so. I'm litigious.
How many people did you actually kill to get here on time?
I didn't kill anyone. I just...
Did you maim?
Run off the road?
No maiming. Okay. The joke would have been, I only killed people that don't believe the way I believe.
The American way.
That's where we're at. But no, because you know what was great about you guys? I was listening to your show the whole way instead of listening to the assorted news outlets that I find myself flittering between and gets me all upset, makes me want to go do comedy and stand up and just be silly and stupid and gross.
We try to avoid news.
Your news was rats. Your news was a stampede of rats. I'm like, this is so much better than what you turn on the TV or hear on the radio.
Stampede of rats. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, because my house has been invaded by rats. I couldn't wait to get here.
Well, I've had rats too, but not a stampede.
Not like I had.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They had a stampede. I have three air conditioners.
Right.
And they had to pull out all the ductwork from all of them. They were full of rats.
Wow.
Because there were places they were getting in, and they worked together. They're teammates. They're buddies.
Yes, that's true.
It's a buddy system, yeah.
It is. And they don't care about political party. They just want to ruin your they want to ruin your home. And they are. One of them was my agent, so I had him. If he's listening, that's not him.
If he's not listening, it was him.
No, it's a past agent, always. Okay. But it was wonderful that I got rid of them, and I found them. I'm still trying to get a hold of my exterminator, because as they all tell you, it's hard to find good help these days.
Sure is.
No matter what it is.
Montebello School can tell you that. Yeah,
They're overrun and stampede of rats.
Burn the place down as a teenager. That's what I would have suggested.
Well, look at the theater system in New York. They're going to bring back Broadway, but rats have inhabited all those theaters.
Is that right?
And these theaters are from, 1911, 1920. And so it's going to be something. They're in there.
I had rats chewing up the wires in my car.
That's a really common thing now. Yeah, very common thing.
That's when you were working at K-Rat.
Yes. Because my engine was warm, they would go in there and then they would just chew everything up.
Yeah, they were like warm. I had one trying to breastfeed off of me once. They don't stop. They just nibble till they get to the chunks. But I miss him.
Was it satisfied?
Yeah, I loved it. I raised
him
as my
for
own.
Him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He milked out.
He was kind of like Stuart Little. For a while, I dressed him up and then I realized he had rabies. And he couldn't talk. He wasn't Stuart Little.
Minor details.
Right. That's a lot of people have been getting in trouble for that.
Have you seen the latest Suicide Squad?
I have.
Did you see the cute girl with the rat on her shoulder? You go, I like rats now.
That is the cutest rat.
Yes.
You're rat rooting. You're rooting for the rat.
You are.
Right. That rat.
It's a strange thing.
I actually like that movie. It made me feel good. It felt calmer than the news.
Everything is calmer than the news.
World. We got to do something. All I can do is comedy.
You're doing your part. We're trying to do our part.
You are doing your part. I mean, the rat stampede, I laughed in my car. When's the last time I laughed in my car? When I said something funny to myself.
Or you crack yourself up?
When I'm a little Stuart Little wannabe. He's a wannabe. He's like, he's just...
Was it painful to breastfeed him?
Not really. Because I had numbed it. I take a lot of injections. And, if you inject it with Novocaine, you don't feel
then
anything.
Then you don't notice. Okay.
No, you don't. And
but do they know to suck and not bite?
Pardon?
We're still talking about rats.
Oh, I got confused. I thought you were talking about my shows at the Levity Live in Oxnard.
Well
this
done.
Weekend.
Wait, when? What?
What? I didn't know. Audience, no rats. It's a brand new club, and it's the second week it's open.
It's Oxnard Levity Live, right? And you're going to be there when?
Who knew that I'd be so excited to be in Oxnard again?
Yeah.
I'm beyond over the moon. Friday, Saturday. This Friday, Saturday. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. And my special guest is Mary Lynn Ricecub, who's...
Nice. Love her.
Awesome. I did two movies with her. Over this pandemic, we did one. And then I did a movie called Benjamin with her. And she was on, of course, 24. And she was really good.
We had her in a bunch of times when she was on 24. And she's so... And she was delightful.
Did you see her?
And I don't
Tomorrow
use that
Wars?
Word.
No, that's pretty weird. Delightful. Yeah.
What?
She's delightful.
Yeah, that's
she's
what I said.
She's incredibly calm. You did say that.
She's delightful. Have you guys noticed
it's
she's delightful?
It's not a word I generally
you
throw
no,
around.
That's very unusual.
Said that. You would normally say, I don't like him. I would say, but he's a friend of mine. He's okay.
She's really
cool.
I
just don't get it.
Look, if you're happy, that's fine.
You can enjoy that. But she's so funny and so clever, and she's such a good actress.
Yes, agreed. All of the above.
In the Chris Pratt movie Tomorrow War, she's like in.
I haven't seen that yet.
She's in it, and it's so funny because she's a friend, and she was like, "Oh, I just had a little thing," and I'm watching it with my wife, and we're going, "Go, Mary Lynn!
Yeah,
you're kicking it!
Yeah, and she's amazing."
So she'll be there, and also Friday night, just Friday night, there's a friend, a compadre of Norm MacDonald's, who is a young guy named Keith Reza. Mm-hmm. I think I said his name right, and he is he's an autistic young man, and he is a great stand-up.
Is that right?
He's really talks about cool. it, talks that's about great. Being autistic, wow. and he's.
I worked with a guy like that.
Yes, but that was he was in another dimension. He was able to travel through walls. Some people need to take a substance.
All right, let me ask you the same question that I asked Brad Williams when he was in here.
Yes.
Friday early, Friday late, Saturday early, Saturday late.
Which one's the worst?
You have to have a worse show.
My life has changed. It's so funny because the world, because of what it's gone through, yes. since I saw you last, I've opened more places.
Yes.
In places that are you don't expect to go. I was in St. Louis and had a great experience. Then I went to Huntsville, Alabama. It was like I was looking for COVID, right?
And you were on the search.
The wrong place. And then I went to Nashville, and I had, you know, six shows. It all starts as four shows. Then it becomes another night and another couple shows. And Late Shows Friday is why Steve Martin in his book Born
that's
Standing
right.
Up
that's exactly
he says
what
that's
said,
why yeah. he quit
right
because of Late Shows Friday and it used to feel that way but it doesn't now.
Oh, that's a shame because what we told Brad's audience to buy him a lot of shots during his first show
right
so that he would then match
their bad mood and their drunkenness
of the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, he needs
that, will that work with you?
Well, with Brad though, he has a mosh pit. So that he can, because he likes to be tossed throughout the audience. So they,
that is true.
Yeah, they have catcher's mitts. They actually play highlight with him. And of course,
you don't get a lot of highlight references.
No, you've ever
applaud
had
that.
One.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what that was? That was delightful. But Brad Williams is hilarious.
Yes,
and so.
Do you not find then Friday night shows aren't so bad anymore? Is it
because
people are so
all
happy
my shows.
To be out? Or?
Well, what's happening is I have a new 90 minutes that I'm rolling everywhere, and I'm trying out different things constantly. So I used to look at it as, oh, a second show. Why? I could just go to a city. In some cities, I just do a theater because it's that kind of city.
Right.
But other cities that are more off the beaten path, if I do a comedy club that's a good one, like the Oxnard Levity Live is 500 seats.
Nice.
I mean, and it's second week it's back is this weekend.
Wow, that's great. Wow.
So it's, you know, the rats are going to be out. There aren't any rats. It's really clean. They
very
don't,
few.
The frozen food is good. It's not frozen. You just eat it frozen.
Why did you call it frozen food then?
Well, because other clubs, they would be frozen.
I see.
And,
okay.
But this place is actually, they have a kitchen, which is good. And so the fried rat's really good.
Excellent.
I'm really selling
are
food.
You bringing your little rat?
My little rat is, what do you mean? Oh, my little Stuart
uh-huh.
Little.
Stuart Little, yeah.
I thought you were insulting my wife.
How dare you?
How could you do that?
Your wife's the only good part of you.
Yes, that's true. Because my left nipple shot from the rat. But no, she's on a plane. She's going to a wedding.
No, I love your wife. She's great.
Hey, back off.
She's great. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. She really is.
That's why I said it.
Oh, that's delightful. But she's that'll be the sample from today.
That's delightful. It is weird when I use a word like that
it's
when
very
I
odd.
Don't normally say, but Mary Lynn Rice Cub, for some reason, I'm writing a book about being at the other station, and I'm talking about interviews.
Good.
And some people are naturals, and most people aren't.
Yeah. Most people
and
are not.
When she comes in, she's so easy and natural and funny and fun.
She knows who she is.
Yes.
She's been in working her whole life. I mean, she's
and
really...
And I don't say that to say anything bad about other people. It's just a different skill.
But with the mics were off, we would name names.
Yeah, of course. And we will.
Are you turn the mics off now?
Well, I'll tell you, I just had a conversation because I do my podcast, Bob Saget's Here For You.
Yeah, well, do you think ours was the best top three, top five, top 10 years in mind?
This still hasn't happened? How long ago was this you came in?
I would say yes. Yours is always number one.
Shocking. And, much better answer. What's wrong with you? Last time you were...
I'm a third responder. Well, I actually just... It's so funny. This past Monday, I had Ed Asner on.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow, cool.
He was complaining on Twitter, and like, yes, I'm still alive.
He's just on Grace and Frankie, right? One of the new episodes.
Yeah, wasn't he on that commercial where we were on cats? There's
oh
no cats.
Oh my God, yeah, he was so angry. He's, that didn't him? Want to film those.
Yes, and he's not stopping working. And, yeah, you know, should yeah, yeah. people don't know the Mary Tyler Moore show and Lou Grant, but when they hear the Old Man and Up, it touches them because, and he loved it. His
sure.
And it was so funny because he was a curmudgeon, period. He's a he's get off my lawn awesome. Kind of guy.
Sure.
And so, but I've known him for a long time. He's come to my scleroderma benefits that you've come to, and he's very would generous. Doesn't want me to say that on the air.
Well, he doesn't want to say, he doesn't want people to know he's generous.
He said, I want the money back. That's what and then I said to him, it was really nice having you at the end of the thing. And he goes, I just want to tell you, I really do like you, Bob.
Wow, that's a hell of a compliment.
Hold up, there's more.
There has to be more.
And then I got silent because that affected me emotionally.
Yeah,
because this is a senior man.
Right.
That is a guy that I fully looked up to.
And you said, is there a catch?
Yeah.
The catch is,
and you said, catch? There's no catch.
It's the catch of the day, and I killed it with my mouth. And I said to him, you know, if I told you that I loved you, Ed, that wouldn't go as night. Now you're not saying that.
Bob is a very loving person.
He'll say I love you
to me, and I'll say it to him.
I will.
They're waiting for him to say it to you. Just, I mean, you've said it to him several times, but
I'm usually nude.
You are, and I use your knee to satisfy my delight.
But the not other even thing sure is how that then, would work.
Yeah. Yes,
Monday, because we were talking about we know who the bad ones are and the good ones are and all that. Of most people do too. Most people sometimes they get tricked. Sometimes there's a comedian. He's Scottish and he's on a world tour and he's coming to America next month. And his name is Daniel Sloss. Do you know him?
No.
He's Scottish. He's amazing. He had two Netflix specials. His last one was on HBO Max called X. He's on my podcast Monday. And he was talking about, he just wrote a book too that came out because he's in his 30. So I'm
what?
Like, I said, damn.
Did you say he's 30?
He's 30. He's got the work of a 45-year-old person.
Wow.
And it's all about relationships. And it's just,
I didn't have anything to write about when I was 30.
He's lived more than us already. But what I loved about it is he's very self-effacing, and he admits he's got problems.
Right.
And it's just what I'm in the mood for
in,
right now, disarming and yet a gentle but strong stand-up. And then, you know, and confident. And then he was saying that 15%, he thinks the American comedians' stand-ups are probably the best in the world, because that's where they come out of. And then, of course, Britain has a better ratio of great comedians for the amount of comedians they have.
Right.
Because there's more intellect required. Whereas a lot of times, I mean, I'll go on the road. I'm really on tour. I go to Indianapolis next week, but I have a friend opening or featuring for me. And sometimes I'll go somewhere and I'll say, I would like someone to open that would be great. That could be a good feature act. And they send me links. And anybody that starts with, hi, how you doing? How you doing tonight? Are you ready to have a good time?
Oh. Urine? Is that a thumbs up then?
Urine is what I think of it. That's number one.
So thumbs down, you're saying.
It's not necessary because that's not really a conversation.
Right.
Sure. You know, that's just, they're nice. They're trying to warm them up.
Sure.
But that's a sign of something's not going to go right.
Have you ever had somebody that opened for you that destroyed and made you not want to go on that?
That's the best story ever.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
Well, it's not ever. I mean,
should we play some exciting
people.
Commercials?
Yes,
and come
we need
back
to take a break,
then?
And then we'll come back
absolutely
with that story.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to look for rats in the studio.
Bob Saget is here. We'll be right back.
Bob, why wouldn't you read that for me? Why don't you just read that?
Yeah, hand it out.
Bob can't read.
Oh, he can't read.
A lot of people don't know that.
I'm not listed.
They should give you extra cash for this.
It's the KLOS Free Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
You decide.
Make it easy. You decide.
Well done. Now, do we owe you money for that?
Yeah,
or
no, this is good.
How does that work?
This is fantastic. I love doing this. This is so much better than being in my car and not being able to get here and having to accidentally hit people because my sensors didn't go off.
Bob did text that he was going to try and take some people out. No, not that you were going to try and take people out.
But
if you had to,
yes,
you were willing.
Yeah.
Oh, but
that's what I heard.
You know I wouldn't.
Of course not.
I'm a very docile creature. I care about little rats that eat it.
You don't care about rats.
The one that nibbled at my nipple.
That you care about.
That's actually a country song I'm writing. The rat that nibbled at my nipple. and I'll be seeing it in Oxnard.
Tell me about Oxnard.
Well, Oxnard, a lot of people don't know, was named after the underparts of an ox. They're called the nards.
And you I don't think that's true.
Well, when an ox goes for his oxen, in plural, when they go for their physicals, the vet will say, please turn your head and make a sound, and you hold them, they hold their nards, and then they go, and that is how Oxnard got
its name.
Check that
on Wikipedia. Check it out on Wikipedia.
Beautiful story.
And there's a lot of cornfields out there, and a lot of nice people that live out there.
Sure.
And so, but this Levity Live Club, it's kind of from the new improv club school and Levity Live
what
Clubs,
does that
which
mean?
Are big. They're,
oh,
they're
bigger than
bigger,
yeah.
Like the Irvine Improv, the Bray Improv, which I think I'm in next month or something, but I'll be back here and I'll be early if you'll have me again.
I mean, absolutely. Can you just start making it in on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Is that okay? I'll do it for school credit.
Yeah.
I just want to
We can't pay you, but
no,
you can have a slice of cake.
Loyola Marymount credit for English.
Okay.
Or
so
for
we
broadcasting.
Were,
for,
that we're allowed to give you.
I'm a journalism major. I was for a minute.
We were talking about...
Wait, you were?
Yeah.
Really?
At Temple University, I was first a pre-med because I wanted to be a doctor because I wanted to help people.
Right.
And then the teacher told me, don't be a doctor, be a comedian.
Okay.
And my punchline was, she saved thousands of lives. She did, because I didn't know math. I would have killed people. I didn't know.
All right, Sligo, you were just...
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the time that someone went on and killed just before you.
Yeah. Killed not in the negative way.
No,
destroyed
yes,
an
exactly.
audience.
That's great, and
either.
You didn't want to follow them.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know, because it was... It's just one of the sweetest people I've ever met. So I was on an Australian tour, and I was at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney. And I was on a Live Nation tour, and all my gigs were so wonderful. I was in Melbourne and Brisbane, and then they say, oh, go to Perth. Perth, that's my accent of someone.
I'm sorry, can I hear it again?
I don't want to do it.
Do it.
No.
Say go to Perth.
Oh, go to Perth. I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's a drunk British person, I think.
I think he's maybe the community chess
it's
guy.
It's as
Monopoly.
Good as I could do, so.
Yeah, yeah. He's only get out of jail free card. But, Joe. I don't know what he says. By Joe. That's how my rat talked in my mind.
What was it?
A beautiful, with a monocle and a top hat. That's Stuart Little. I know monocle. But anyway.
And a little cane that was walking
on. Tiny little cane.
Yeah. Oh.
And luxury tax in Monopoly is 75%.
So Perth,
they tell
it's
you get
tough
on
to keep bottle on target.
Say, I'm right here. So they say get on a plane tomorrow. You go to Perth. You'll come back and you'll do Sydney. And it turns out Sydney was a guy, and I wasn't really up for it. But then I went back to the city, a beautiful city of Sydney. But Perth is a 6-hour flight. It's like flying
from
New York to Catalina, a little past LA.
Right.
And I did it. I was really messed up.
Flew 6 hours, did a show, flew 6 hours back.
Yeah, and they were all laughing at me.
Of course they were. They were like, why did you say yes?
Yeah, it's the funny American that doesn't know. It's a large country. But I did a show in Sydney, and I was on the early show, and I didn't know it was part of a comedy festival, and this great comedian Will Anderson had the 9:30 show, and I had a full house. That's not good.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'll get over it. I'm just breathing it through. It's Lamaze. And I had like a 7 o'clock show. And I went, I'll just do it. I mean, what the heck? What do I care? I'm going to make people laugh. I'm in Australia. This is what I wanted to do forever. And a young man opened for me, and I just thought he was the sweetest guy. He's like, it's so nice to meet you. I watched your work. He was this amazing, sweet guy. And I went, I can't wait to watch you. And then he gets on stage, and he destroys. It's Ronnie Chang. It's Ronnie Chang. Before he got The Daily Show, before he did his Netflix special, before he's a movie star, before he's on his way with hit after hit.
Giant dudes are always super cool from day one all the way through.
Did you grab a mic and say, thanks for coming, everybody. Good night.
Yeah, how did you handle that? What did you do?
Basically said, you don't have to stay. No, what he did was he was so strong on stage and so, you know, not aggressive, but it's his life. So he's talking about his parents and all this real stuff, and it's so connected. And he's just gifted, you know, people have it or they don't. We were talking about that, and I don't know if you remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Let me wheel you over to the sunroom.
Go ahead.
But then he comes backstage. And he goes, "Oh, thank you so much for letting me open for you."
Wow.
And he was so sweet.
Do you think inside he was going, "F you, Saget"?
No, zero.
Really, just too nice.
Zero. When I see him now, he hugs me online. Wow. It's like I love you. You know, he is a genuinely incredible person.
Can I tell you a story that might embarrass you?
Please.
we were at the comedy festival, the KLOS comedy festival.
Right.
And you went on before Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr was standing backstage when you were wrapping up with your fantastic song about being positive.
Yeah, that's my new closure.
And Bill Burr said under his breath, Bob should have closed.
Well,
he sort of didn't want to go after you.
I love him a lot.
I do too.
I know you do, but my love's deeper.
Okay.
Because mine is also physical.
You love him more. Physically, okay.
With Bill Burr. Can you imagine how quickly your eyes would be just ripped out of your head? So he actually, before they announced him, but, in fashion of a headliner Bill Burr type person, which there aren't that many, he can delay his entrance. You know, it just adds to the drama. So he grabs me and he said, you should have closed. I didn't know you were doing music.
He said, I didn't know you were doing music.
And I hugged him a little too long. And I showed him my nipple that the rat had eaten.
Sure.
And, said, Bill, you know.
I'm sorry, did he take a suck?
Yeah, it seems like a fair question.
No, that's
not. Oh, why is that gross?
Okay, it's great.
Everything we've said is terrible, and what he says
delightful.
Is gross.
See,
it's
I'm
delightful.
Responding to
it's
you.
Delightful.
Bill would not have said a word back to you. He would not look at you the rest of the interview.
Don't
he would not
him.
Talk to you during this conversation.
That's very nice. That's
he
good.
Would just be looking at Kevin the whole time.
as well, he should.
You would not be there.
Bill and I argued about the Lakers and the Celtics for, I don't know, a half hour at the other station. When he walked out, he was like, I'm never coming back here again. He was joking.
Right.
Right.
That's what he
right,
said.
Right,
okay,
right.
So I'm sorry, interrupted. So you're hugging him.
I interrupt everybody.
You're getting a hand full of ass.
But at the end of the Bill Burr moment was, I said, "You're Bill, it's you, and it doesn't really matter, and you should go last, because you're more tied to this. I did this because you had me do the last time for the veterans, and the causes were wonderful, and he crushed, you know, it's always
did you stay to see him at all? Because he started yelling at the audience, which he always does.
Yes, he did.
Because people were going, woo! And he was like, stop doing that. Either laugh or don't laugh. Don't go, woo!
That's the same thing as me going, how you doing? You know, that's that thing.
You guys ready to have fun?
Did you want to have a good time? No.
It was hilarious.
Life sucks. I'm out of my marriage. I hate my life. The only thing good nowadays is I play places where the food's very good. So if you're having a hard time,
so
you
you're kind of stepping it up a bit.
Yep, and there's a spit bucket in case you want to do another take.
I wrote an article for, I think, Details Magazine about how wine snobs are fake. And I didn't know there was a spit bucket.
Oh,
I didn't know
you're
that
not,
was part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You take a sip and spit it into a bucket.
Nope.
Yeah.
And that's like high-end wine connoisseurs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's like shooting a commercial for Cheetos. Whoops, are they a sponsor? Sorry.
Nope.
I don't think so. I think we're good there.
Yeah. New skin.
New skin, right.
When you cut yourself open, you put new skin in it, and it's glue. So you get high while you bleed to death.
It doesn't work.
No,
but you do get high.
I drink it.
That's nice.
I'm just trying to close off my larynx. But yeah, there's a spit bucket for wine. I don't do that. How can I drink something that I just spit out?
Well, it's a tasting, to my knowledge. Listen, I don't know because I don't like wine. There's a tasting, and if you drink it all, you would get too drunk.
So
they spit it out.
Yeah.
I just found
that disgusting and very humorous that was the top of the wine
concert. I love that you didn't know that.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I do. Because sometimes
I walked around with a little pen and paper, and I listened to people talking about wine and just wrote stuff down they said verbatim. And it's nonsense.
It's round, flowery.
People don't know a fourth of what they're saying.
I'll tell you who you don't want to know is the guy that can't afford to go on the wine tasting, and all he does is grab the bucket afterward to drink. He just drinks that, and he just goes from bucket to bucket.
That's pretty gross.
And he just stumbles out, and that's not gross at all. Drinking all of the spit remains of malt. You know what's gross about it? It just combines too many flavors.
You can't really taste the flavor of each wine.
I went on a boxed wine tasting tour, which is really good. That actually is already in a spit bucket for you. You don't have to drink it.
They start it with the spit bucket?
It is a spit bucket.
That's
basically.
Nice.
Yeah, it's basically just already drunken wine put back into a beautiful box with a screw top.
If you're just joining us, it's Bob Saget in the studio.
Are you kidding? I love him.
He's playing at Oxnard Live, right?
Levity Live.
Levity Live in Oxnard.
in Oxnard.
This Friday and Saturday. And he says both shows Friday and both shows Saturday will be great.
Yeah. I have been loving every show. Every single show I've been doing, even sometimes if the crowd gets very, very drunk and there's, you know, like a problem.
Sure.
You know, like somebody starts yelling. If somebody gets upset, I'm not doing political stuff.
Right.
I'm just trying to bring everybody together. And yes, they all think different things.
Did your entire act change when the world went right to hell a year and a half ago? Like, did you think, now I need to be more of a positive force?
100%.
It did.
And I was changing it when I started my podcast. I called it.
You used to talk at all about your balls. That's all it was.
Well, I haven't stopped that.
Okay. All right.
I mean, even my closing song mentions them.
Yes, true. And your dog, which is a loving story.
My nards. In Oxnards. Cough. Okay. How does an ox
cough? So your act changed.
I think an ox would cough like this. I did the voices in America's Funniest Home Videos back in the day. That's my contribution.
Wow.
Very nice. You know, just bad.
Look out.
That was the voices I did.
Oh, nothing could happen to me.
Or, look at me. I'm beautiful. You know, just bad Mel Blanc wannabe.
I like it.
Just lost Gen Z. Gen Z. Wow.
Yeah, Gen Z's not listening.
They got nowhere. They got a herd. They got to get out. They're out herding in a circle like Oxnard.
So let me get back to your act.
Yeah.
So your act changed pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years.
I would not even say it's an act anymore. I'd say it's me.
Yeah.
It's more me. I mean, you saw me at the Wiltern that night with that wonderful benefit, Bill Burr. Bill Burr. Wish I had that name. I mean, I grew up with Saget.
That's a rough one.
Oh, my God. And then Gen Zs, they go on the things on my sites,
sure.
The things that are my home space.
Sure.
And they will say Saget the,
sure.
You know, and they'll use my name as though I'm in junior high again. So it's like those kids have not changed. They're just as stupid and mean.
You don't ever get out of high school.
Right.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, in this building right here at KLOS, there are people who are annoying, and there are people who will make fun of you behind your back, and you're in high school.
Yeah.
Always. For the rest of your life.
And there's some people getting canceled because they're trying to date people back from
then. That's true. That's very true.
That's not good.
But most of our names aren't Saget, so we're good.
It was rough, man. And I had relatives named Saget and Zoget. I did.
Really?
Not a joke. I had an uncle named Sage. He was smart. He just took off the T. I could have been Bob Sage.
Oh.
That Why wouldn't you have done that?
Because I was already me.
But Bob Sage.
I couldn't do that to my dad. My dad was Saget, and I figured I'm going to suffer like he did.
Then you could just go by Sage.
I know, but now
that
little kids
great.
Go, little kid, 4-year-old sees Full House and goes, "Hi, Bob Saget." And I go, "No, you can call
first
me.
And last.
You can call me Bob." Okay, Bob Saget. It's like one audio sample, my whole name. And every age like knows me now, from like 4-year-old to death.
I mean, that is true.
That's some people's last show.
You look at the audience at a Bob Saget show, and it is truly all ages.
And it's diverse, which brings me so much joy and gets me emotional, because I'm... This time changed me.
Yeah.
And I'm 65 years old, but I don't seem it or act.
Hell no.
And I have the Oxnards of a 40-year-old. You know.
Prove it.
I'm very... Well, I did the other night, but she's on a plane now. Let's just say she was a little uncomfortable sitting down. Is that wrong? Is that cancel time?
No.
Nope.
That, me
not
four.
Here.
Me
not
four.
Here, yeah. Not here.
I'm one more. He's one more. No, lost Gen Zers again. They don't know Spinal Tap.
No, of course
one
not.
One of the greatest things ever made.
Correct.
Besides what I did this morning. Well, I had eggs. I was on a juice cleanse.
This was going so well before the juice cleanse.
Okay, so yeah, when I started doing my podcast, it was called Bob Saget's Here For You, not because we had a pandemic, because we didn't when I started it. I did
I thought we did when you started.
No.
Oh.
I did two episodes. I had a whole tour ready to go to Canada. Right in March 2020.
I thought you did it to replace the tour that you couldn't go on because of COVID.
Not at all.
Oh.
I'd been working on it for like 6 months, made the deal and did all that stuff. And then I called it that because I was doing shows and people were yelling at each other in the audience.
Wow.
And it was a lot of it.
Was that January, February of 2000?
It was all 2019. I was out on tour and I was going, I wasn't all on tour. I was filming and doing stuff. I was doing other shows. And they were just really mean to each other in the audience and had to get people taken out. And when I say taken out, not removed from the room, we keep their dead corpse in the audience so the others learn.
They just move them out of the aisle.
Yeah.
So people fire can get out in case of a fire.
People are going to cause a ruckus. We keep them on the far left aisle so you can just drag the body in a wheelbarrow right out the door. I was literally working years ago, and I did one night, it's 30 years ago, in Toledo. Mm-hmm. I was driving through Toledo.
Nice.
And it was a club. And it's a rough town. I didn't know that.
Is it?
And well, I didn't know it. And it was a second show Friday night, old school Friday night. And
was the heckler drunk?
Was horrible. Okay. And so I got into a thing with him, a tete-a-tete, which he called it because he speaks French. And we were just at each other.
Yeah.
And I was really mad.
Did he win?
Four guys from the club, muscle men, picked him up, opened the side doors that are in the club,
right,
double doors, and threw him in the air onto the cement.
Wow.
And the audience cheered.
Wow. Well done.
Nice. No,
how
I didn't
bad
like
would
it
have been if they picked you up and threw you out, though, and put him on stage?
Well, no, that wouldn't have happened. They would have floated me like Springsteen, okay, you know, and brought me back safely. But he was, I mean, I didn't like seeing someone violently hurt like that.
No, of course.
I'm not at a hockey game. I don't want to see people be mean and cruel, but
right.
People were.
Don't disparage hockey, but go ahead.
I was doing a show, and some guy yells out, and it's a big theater that I love, and I'll tell you where in a second. And the guy goes, out of nowhere, 2019, the South will rise again.
Oh, dear.
And no one in the audience says a word. And I said, sir, we're in Boston. I mean, what are you doing to the Mason-Dixon line? Are we pulling, is it like Urkel's pants? They're all the way up above your nipples? Not mine, because one's been bitten by a rat.
Right. Yours was needed.
Well, I have needy nipples. they're like a race. Anyway, so yeah, I started the podcast to be there to kind of pull people together. And then I started, and I did two shows a week, and the second podcast was talking to people and see how they're doing.
Right.
And then I stopped doing that because other people were doing
people.
It, and it's and I felt bad because I was hearing a lot. I was trying to make people, because I hate people.
Yes.
Yeah. Only people that call
I didn't think
people,
you heard it.
I'm able to receive and talk at the same
you
time.
You have a delay, though, a bit of a delay, but go ahead.
I put that in purposely so I don't curse on the air.
thank you. For that, yes.
Yeah, I have a choke in my throat. A lot of people want to do that to my throat, but not when I'm working.
But it's tough to get people to get along. That's a really tough mission. It really is.
It's tougher than ever.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing that out the window, like that guy that was bothering me today. But I actually am just doing it for the sheer positiveness that I can bring to someone's life during this time. And somebody online said, you comics are just doing this for yourself. And I'm like, I didn't answer the person.
First of all, of course.
Yeah,
but second
of
all,
course, because
we
love it.
The job.
I love it, yeah. and it's a wonderful. It's a gift to be able to be a stand-up.
But yeah.
Then to get the real satisfaction out of all these people laughing, especially now, and
especially
I'm giving them
now,
a show. It's not just I'm working stuff out. That's why I'm in clubs doing all the stuff that I'm not sure about, so I can start to die and then do
and then
you
not
know,
head
the
that
David
way anymore.
Letterman, Johnny Carson kind of thing. Well, maybe it wasn't, or maybe it wasn't a small animal, and then just kind of dwindled to zero in Norm Macdonald fashion. You know, where you take your volume just down to nothing, and then you go, well, let's think about something else.
By the way, Bob came on our Good News podcast. Great News podcast as well, which was really cool.
It was really fun.
So it's kind of, I mean, I think we're very simpatico on that idea of everyone's angry at everyone. And I don't know what can be done, but
you can only infuse some positiveness, I think. And all you can do is, you know, what's disarming is love, and that sounds like I'm about to do some bad.
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
I want to heal you, Kevin. But what happened was I got attacked on Twitter because there was this band that talked about the ghost of me
from 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's a 10-year-old, and they seemed like nice guys. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. I was ignorant,
right?
Which is my, that's my MO.
Sure.
And I just said I blocked someone because I didn't understand. And then when people say really mean stuff or inaccurate stuff or say libelous things to me that aren't true about people that I love that, and, you know, or my wife or people I've worked with, and I just I report them to anybody. I'm like a citizen's arrest on Twitter. And Twitter goes,
you call your friends?
Apparently they didn't violate our guidelines. No, oh, really? Sure. They just threatened my life. Yeah. Our guidelines want you dead. That's fine. That's in our guidelines.
That's part of it.
You said Bob Saget must die. But that's who does that. They talk like that. But then I do block people because you're allowed. It's your page.
Of course, yes.
But now people are saying, like, please block me. Please
oh, really? Oh, yeah, no, it's like a thing.
A badge of courage?
Yeah.
I got blocked by Bob Saget. And then now I'm just giving them hearts. I'm just loving them. I don't want to block anybody anymore. It's like I move too quickly. I can't. If a herd tries to get me to do something and they're like 15.
A herd of rats?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, they're just taller and they wear glasses and they just smoke a bong all day and take edibles and it's worse. They do worse
stuff. No monocle.
I'm making them look good. They don't know what a monocle is. They've never seen anyone wear one. They don't know. They don't have sight. They have no foresight. Some of them have no foreskin.
Okay, I don't.
You know, in Oxnard.
I'd rather not.
A lot of people.
Bob is playing at Levity Live in Oxnard this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Where do they get tickets?
There's a discount if you're uncircumcised.
But you have to prove it.
You have to prove it at the door. You have to show your license of, and you can't get a fake one. Proof of uncircumcision.
Okay.
Yeah, and you get it. There's a 2-drink minimum. I don't know that. If you put those two
you don't
together,
know anything about it.
No, I don't know about that. But they can get tickets at the Levity Live website, but they can go to bobsaget.com. That's my name. My name is .com.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and I put the Bob Saget on just so people
understand what it is.
Yeah, my name is actually
.com.
.com.
That's nice.
That's my real name.
BobSage.com.
Bob Sage would have been great. My middle name is Lane, which sounds like something you walk on, and people have done that.
Bob Lane.
That would have been Bobby Lane. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Your parents didn't like you much.
I would just sing my way. Yeah, my parents loved me too much.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, late at night. And you get that rat off your nipple, Bob.
Before we go there, I would like to say, yes, Bob Saget is a friend of mine. Yeah. You will love his stand-up. You will love it. Because he's all about positivity and laughing and getting along with each other, and he's amazing. So go see him in Oxnard.
What do I do with that except I'm like, I get emotional.
Well, don't cry.
I can't help it. I'm getting older. I'm getting menopause. But I have changed. I have changed because
have.
The world changed.
And for the better.
Thank you.
I didn't
I'm
dislike
trying.
You before, but you're an amazing human being.
My God, Kevin, so are you.
All right, listen, enough of this crap.
I really am.
No, you're not nice. Sluggo.
No, hell no.
You're Pond
Bob, this is how you handle it again. Say, so are you.
So are you,
yeah,
Kevin.
I am. You're right.
Oh, see, that is great.
That's beautiful.
That is not an insecure person using ego. It's a guy who just loves the hell out of himself.
True. It's delightful.
It's delightful.
My wife left town.
Way to bring it full circle.
My wife's on a plane, so the next 3 days, I'll be loving the hell out of myself.
Good. I didn't like where that was going.
No, it went where you thought it was. I got to get that rat going.
Bob, we always love having you in your house.
Thanks for coming
here.
By, man.
It's always good to see
you.
I'm glad it's only when we're on the radio.
We'll get together again when it's safe.
Definitely will.
Yeah.
And a couple places are relatively safe.
Yes.
And I am right there. I'm a breeding ground because people are eating and drinking, and I'm on stage unmasked doing a show. So basically, my mouth
but
is
you're
just,
12 feet away at least.
I try to keep social distance. I lay on the ground. I'm 6'4". Before the show, I lay on the ground to see where the table should be.
Put a mark.
Yeah, I use my own body as a measuring stick. And then I lay on the ground.
Yeah, because there aren't measuring sticks anywhere else that you can
or
find.
Tape measures.
Or tape measures.
And no one knows how to measure anymore because the IQ has dropped way down.
All right, Bob, we have to go.
Okay.
You know I love you.
I love you.
We must go.
I must go.
You must go.
Yes,
you must go. I'm staying.
Okay.
Okay.
You're listening to Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Kiss. Ladies and gentlemen.
The music of
We never got to do that at K-Rock.
Nope.
It was always, here's the Pixies.
We don't get to do that here either. We do have a chance for you to win a Las Vegas engagement to see this band.
Hell yeah.
Kiss.
Yep.
Both tomorrow and Friday.
Yep. Still more chances between 3 and 4 to go see Kiss. Where is it at? It's there on the little...
It's at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood.
And I do believe tickets are on sale now.
That is correct.
As we enjoy
verbal intercourse.
They are
doing New Year's Eve week on select nights through February 5th.
Bloody cool, eyes.
We are talking about ways to fall asleep when nothing seems to work.
Hey, yeah, what's up, guys? Good sleeping tips.
Yes.
You know, it's a little bit of, like, breathing, and then also you start at your feet, and you try and flex each little toe, and then you work your way up your body, and you think about flexing and then relaxing each muscle as you're breathing.
You know, I have heard that. I have definitely heard that. And do you just get bored to the point where you fall asleep? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I never make it to, like, the top of my head or my eyebrows.
Really? It works? It works that well?
Huh.
You know, I think what it is you got so much stuff going on,
yeah,
that when you can literally just focus on one thing and one thing alone, you kind of end up forgetting about it.
But I focus on, like, okay, I stubbed my toe, I have a cut on my shin.
Dude is always maimed in some way, man.
Up.
This guy's always
two
got some
stitches
pain
in my thumb. Yeah.
That's a really good idea, though. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Sleep tips.
It's a two-step process. Number one, there's this new stuff. It's been around forever called Kratom. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I have not.
So they make it in Bali. Google it. It's awesome. There's like 10 different strains. It's legal. You can buy it at the smoke shop. And you just take triple the recommended dose. And
I like that you just start with 3X.
Yeah. Always go triple.
And then if that doesn't work, just punch your crotch for a while.
Oh, got it.
Oh, man. I mean, that's
13. Happened too.
Yeah, that definitely works.
I can only do that so many times a night. KLOS, hello.
Set a record, man.
Hey there.
Hey, so.
Sleep tips.
Yes, please.
It's heavy in your mouth.
You think that would help? Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS sleeping.
Listen, whatever helps. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about not being able to sleep at night, which sucks. So we're taking your suggestions. How do you sleep?
All right, sleep tips. You know, for me, we'll work really late. Like, you're late at night, you're playing games, you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get the sharpest block of cheese I have. Sharper, the better.
Okay.
Eat as much of it as you can. It makes your stomach hurt, but then you lucid sleep so well.
I don't know that I like that trade-off.
It doesn't make you sleep. Well, you get kind of like a weird feeling where, like, it makes you want to sleep.
Okay.
All right.
Listen,
all right.
I'll try.
Thanks.
I'm not going to try that.
No.
KLOS, hello.
Not at all.
Hey, I have a remedy for your sleeping.
Yes, please.
What I do is I count the French fries that Keith brings me.
Zero. Zero.
Oh, come on.
Zero.
Keith fries! Keith fries!
Keith!
I've gotten none, man.
Yeah, none.
Listen, that's the problem.
It is. If you had fries in you, you'd
you're
be
the
good.
Best. Thank you
Thanks
for calling.
For calling, dude. I liked it right out of the gate, and now I'm liking it more and more. Latest thing from Wilhelm, Billy Idol.
Love that.
A bitter taste on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have your tickets for Guns N' Roses, which is tomorrow night.
That is unbelievable.
At the Bank of California Stadium. And when you hear a Guns N' Roses song, that's your cue to call. Be caller 13 at 818-955. KLOS, right?
That'll be sometime between now and 6.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right now, we're taking calls about how do you get to sleep when you can't sleep?
Chocolate. Eat chocolate.
Oh, chocolate will put you out?
Does
Why?
It put you out?
Why?
Because I eat chocolate all day, every day.
Oh.
Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling.
Chocolate bars. That's what I need more of. KLOS, hello. Sleep tips.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget's calling.
Bob.
Hey, what's happening?
It's been a while. What's up?
Yeah, where you been?
I miss you guys. I haven't talked to you in so long. I miss you. And I heard, Kevin, you're having trouble sleeping. I didn't know that.
Yes, I was awake at 3 o'clock last night.
I know. I was right next to you. Why didn't you just ask me to get you a warm glass of milk? Because, you know, there's one kind of milk that works better than any other kind. And most people don't know this, right? It's oxen milk, because it's weird. Ironically, I'm at Oxnard Levity Live on Friday, Saturday.
What?
Oxnard,
whoa!
Yeah, right? And Oxnards are part of the ox body, but the ox milk, it gives out a sound when it secretes the milk out of its out of its oxen teats, and it goes, it goes, meh, meh, and then it fills a glass like a wood in the old, you know, milkshake days in a beautiful shop.
This is a great tip.
Yeah.
This is a really good tip.
Yeah, I will definitely get some ox milk in me, for sure.
And you get it right from the natural oxen milk, and heat it up if you want. You can put a...
That's sage advice from Bob there.
You're so thoughtful. Thank you for calling,
yeah,
Bob.
That's sage advice.
I just want to add one thing. That's not what helps you sleep. What helps you sleep is the ox will kick you in the head and knock you out.
I see. That. I would have accepted that last night.
Tickets on sale right now. You can buy tickets. Go tomorrow night. Bank of California. Hell yeah. Guns N' Roses, 95.5 KLOS.
Or we're giving away a pair of tickets right now. KLOS, who's this?
This is Ron.
Ron, how are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
We're good. You want to see Guns N' Roses tomorrow night?
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Wonderful. Excellent.
Nicely
bum,
done.
Bum, 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 bum.
Language.
I don't even know what he was saying.
And that's my language. Zip daddy doo da yabbity yay.
I'll have what you're having. Guns N' Roses, Bank of California tomorrow. Tickets on sale as we speak, but you don't need to buy them because you win.
Beep bada boop bop beep bop boom.
Like it. I like it.
Well done.
Maybe he'll call you. Maybe Axel will call you up on stage.
Yeah, you can do that on stage. I'm tugging on my ear like Carol Burnett.
Are you?
Yeah, because we got to get the hell out of here.
Oh, man. I see. It's time for what we learned.
Yay!
On today's show.
Yep.
There's a school in Montebello that can't open after 18 months because of, and I quote, a stampede of rats.
God, so he heard a stampede of rats. How many rats does that equal?
Doesn't it have to be like thousands to hear a stampede?
Oh, my God. Montebello.
That seems bad. Bob Saget apparently breastfeeds rats. We found that out as well today.
That was particularly interesting.
Which is odd. And sleep tips. We were told weed, indica, and kratom.
Yep. I'll do all of them. And chocolate,
them
apparently.
Tonight.
Yeah, what? Yeah. And chocolate, apparently.
And chocolate?
I'm willing to try that.
Kicked in the head by an ox.
In Oxnard.
So it should be fun.
Yeah. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz. I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have a chance for you to go to Las Vegas. As if that's not enough.
Right.
To see Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, to see Kiss as well.
Correct.
Come on!
Between now and 4.
Right.
You will hear Gene Simmons' voice. When you hear it, be caller 13.
Now, is it going to be Psycho Mike pretending to be?
No. It's going to be Gene Simmons.
Okay. All right. So sometime between now and 4, be listening for Gene Simmons.
Now and 4.
Yeah, him.
Okay.
And then be caller 13. Mick Jagger was accidentally shot in the hand while filming Ned Kelly in Australia on this day in rock in 1969. It was on this day in rock in 1984 when Red Hot Chili Peppers released their self-titled debut album.